something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. We can now hear from Welsh netball Susie Drain ahead of the summer test series. I saw the picture from Nia the other day. You all look pretty happy and set, ready to go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that was the start of the second day of camp after fitness testing and getting back in with Julian the sessions on the Saturday afternoon. So wearing a smile was a positive, I think. And I think that just shows how happy this team are at the moment and how excited we all are for the next up-and-coming 3 weeks and the six games that we've got, as well as obviously the games on the Monday night that we'll hopefully be able to watch. A really positive atmosphere at the moment in our team.
Has a lot of that carried on from the back end of Dragons season?
I mean, there's only a handful of people in the Dragons. I think there's eight in total, that's including Layla and maybe nine with Georgia as well, who are NSL athletes. And actually, we've got a really good core of players who've been playing out in the English Prem or in the Cardiff League there, who have been training every single month with our assistant coaches and have been doing their S&C as a group at Sport Wales. So, we were just really excited to, as athletes who have been playing out in the NSL, to be rejoining up with that group of players and being kind of all united together. I think, you know, Wales has got a fantastic culture, and we started with that last November, strict December, and we're looking to continue that. It's a real good opportunity. Whilst we obviously would have liked to have been in the World Cup, it's a fantastic opportunity that Welsh netball have finalised and confirmed the six games, and this is a real turning point, I think, for Welsh netball embarking on, you know, the next Commonwealth Games and World Champs qualifications.
We've been quite lucky because we've seen some of the players in the Super League.
Absolutely, and you know, it's fantastic to see these players really valuing the English Super League and also many of them playing down in Australia and New Zealand. But it's good for us to have that bit of confidence that, you know, we know some of these players we've played with in the case of Georgia with Marika,
yeah.
And against them, you know, playing against Shadeen and Bongi as well. So we do know kind of the players that we're going to be coming up against, amongst others, obviously, that will be at the core of that team, in particular in South Africa. And obviously, we've played alongside one in Khalifa for Trinidad and Tobago, and then our long-parted friend, I think, Timmy Cato, will be coming back and playing for Grenada for the last two tests. So, yeah, really exciting, really, and actually to see so many people that, one, we've played with or against, and we know that we're able to compete against these people. So we'll be going out and looking to make sure that we perform the best that Wales can at this point in time and push forward, taking steps forward to that longer term objective.
The games are going to be taking place at the Viola Arena, aren't they, as well?
Yep, the first four will be taking place at the Viola Arena, and then the last two versus Grenada on the 9th and 10th will be taking place in Sophia Gardens.
What are the facilities like in the arena?
Oh, well, I think recalling when we played at the Viola Arena 2 years ago for the Wendy White series against New Zealand, it was something else. You know, it was a whole different level for us, but it was so exciting. Kind of, you walked out with goosebumps, and it was just really, really fantastic. You know, it starts with the changing rooms being just massive in comparison to what we usually have. You get lost in them, I think. And then obviously walking around to a capacity crowd of, I think it's approximately 3,000 people, which was, you know, pretty much always well sold out last time. So we're hoping for for the same again for all the games. And, you know, this is a really good opportunity for people across Wales, north, west, that east stretch and the south, to come and support the team in some fantastic games.
Selection should go pretty well, shall we say. We're hoping for everything all right there. What do you get out of it?
I think, just going back to your point on selection, it's not going to be easy. We have, you know, like I said, a squad of 20 athletes that have been training hard and all making progress. Some really good performances in fitness testing and on the court, which has been recognised by Julie and Sarah and Jenna, the assistant coaches. And they've been keeping, it's not all about this weekend and next weekend, they've been keeping an eye on all players who've been training as part of the Wales group, or the Super League players throughout the season, and looking at, you know, their performance standards. And that's what the message from Julie was this weekend, was selection is very much, you know, there's opportunities there for players, and we actually have to step up and take those opportunities, because they will be sending the best squad to the test series. I'm hopeful, obviously, of getting selected into that squad, and that'll be announced, I think, next week. So we won't know before then, but I think just the privilege of wearing that red dress for Wales, and especially when you play at home in front of a home crowd, it's hard to put into words really how you feel. Someone asked me recently, and I couldn't explain to them how it is you really kind of feel that pure passion, that desire, you know, and that real privilege in playing with the Welsh netball dress on alongside your teammates and for your management team. So I'm hopeful, obviously, of positive selection, and then in terms of the team, I just hope and will be aiming to make sure that we have good performances. We'll be setting our own objectives and making sure that we take steps forward every single game.
And what do you feel Julie's brought to your game?
I think in terms of what Julie's brought for my individual game, it stems or goes right back to last year, and there was a turning point, and actually that's what made me want to come back this year, was when I shifted slightly further down the court and back into a more attacking role. I think that's my natural ability as a player is more of an attacking player, and the opportunity, I suppose, to play down that attacking end, it either be that in the middle or on the wing, really gave me a little bit of a lease of life, and made me want to come back this year and really enjoy learning a little bit more about both positions, and seeing what I could give to the team that, you know, I'd probably like to have done that previously, but my role in those previous kind of 4 years had been at wing defence for the team. So I think I've just had, like I say, a new lease of life, hopefully brought some energy, and I think absolutely that's been given to me by Julie, and that belief that maybe I can be down that attack end. And that same goes with Tanya Hoffman as the Dragons coach, you know, instilling confidence in me through the Dragons season as well. So to both of them this year, I've been really thankful, and hopefully I can contribute to our performances in the next few weeks.
Tickets for these test series are online. It's going to be starting on the 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July, first four games at the Viola Arena. Like I said, a 3,000-seater arena there. So I think what they're doing is they're staging tickets, so they'll release different blocks as and when they're sold. But obviously the first come, first serve gets the best tickets. And then the last two, which are in Sport Wales, they'll go pretty quickly because the capacity there is a lot lower. So if my suggestion would be, if people are intending to go to any of the games, that they get in first, because they'll get the best seats. And like I said, those last two games, if you want a seat, you need to be certain of a ticket, so the earlier the better.
And it's a huge opportunity as well for those Green Army fans to see some of the World Cup squads.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I know we like the fact that they come and cheer for us as well, but what a fantastic opportunity to give to youngsters and elders, you know, to see teams of a different nature, different playing styles from across the world when they're building up to a major competition. It's fantastic, and we're really thankful that Welsh Netball have worked so hard on confirming these tests, and hopefully that we'll see, you know, capacity crowds, sellouts, enjoying not only Welsh netball performances, but also seeing those other teams in action as well.
Tickets are available, welshnetball.com.
Yeah, I've got my tickets as well, so make sure everyone goes and I think it's Ticketline that you get it through. But yeah, dead simple, and actually good prices, really good prices for what's on offer.
And if you head to welshnetball.com, you can also find out more information about two great courses that they're also going to be running. The first of these is Coaching for Coaches with Tanya Hoffman, and a special umpiring masterclass with Alison and Rhiann on the 9th of July.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.